This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Syria has welcomed the recent agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia to reestablish diplomatic relations, saying it will lead to more stability in the region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
As part of the diplomatic breakthrough, the two regional rivals also agreed to reopen their embassies after 7 years of tensions. Syria's foreign ministry welcomed the agreement in a statement, calling it an important step that will lead to strengthening security and stability in the region. Iran has been a major backer of President Bashar al-Assad's government, while Saudi Arabia supports opposition fighters trying to remove him from power. The agreement is also seen as a major diplomatic victory for China, who helped to broker the deal, as Gulf Arab states perceive the U.S. as reducing its presence in the Middle East. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said Russian shelling killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. He called the shelling brutal terrorist attacks. Ukraine recaptured Kherson in November after nearly 8 months of occupation by Russian forces, who seized it after the start of a large-scale invasion. The area is now under almost constant bombardment from Russian forces on the opposite side of the Dnipro River. Officials said one more person died in the eastern Donetsk region, while Zelensky said the three people killed in Kherson had gone to a store to buy groceries. The regional governor of Kherson said three people, including an elderly woman, were also wounded during the artillery shelling of the city. A bomb blast tore through a Shiite cultural center in Afghanistan's northern Balkh province on Saturday, killing a security